Yes. Do you think it hurt Moses? Well, I already read that sentence. Did his feelings get hurt? Come on, folks. I'm sure they got hurt. Do you think he questioned his faith and purpose? Do you think that when they were caught between Egypt's army and the sea, do you think he questioned his faith? Do you think when he got sick of the Hebrew people's whining, when they wandered in the desert, that he questioned if he was listening to the right voice? A big yes there. But what do we remember Moses for? Well, clicker, click. He was faithful to God's calling, and he kept moving forward and plugging away. How about in our sermon last week, folks? Do you think it was painful when God called him to build an army up against an undefeatable foe? Yes. Did his feelings get hurt? Yeah. When God kept whittling down Gideon's army to 300, do you remember that? Oh, Gideon, what are you going to do with 300 men? Remember that? Against a foe of 135,000, do you think Gideon questioned his faith and his purpose? But what do we remember Gideon for? He was faithful to God's calling, and he kept moving forward and plugging away. And finally, how about David? Do you think it was painful when he had made bad decisions in his life that the whole world will someday know about, right? You think it was painful? Yes. Did his feelings get hurt? I'm sure. When he was sitting in that cave, protecting himself from his foes that wanted to kill him, do you think he questioned his faith and his purpose? Yes. But what do we remember David for? He was faithful to God's calling, and he kept moving forward and plugging away. So when the trials come, are you going to believe in God in that midnight hour? Are you going to believe in God in that midnight hour? Are you still going to dance with joy when you don't see anything but darkness about you? Huh? Eric, I have trouble dancing when I feel joy. But see, that's what 1 Peter is talking about. It says, if need be, you are in heavy trial for a season. Thank God, it's not forever. It's just for a season. Let's say that. Let's shout it. It's just for a season. Come on now. Y'all can do better than that. It's just for a season. What? It's not forever. It what? It didn't come to stay. And the best news of all, if my clicker will work, let's shout it as loud as we can shout it, all right? It will pass. Can we say amen to that? Amen. I don't know what you're going through right now, but folks, it's what? Just for a season. It's not going to last forever. It didn't come to stay, folks, and it will pass. Praise God. You can go, ha-ha, devil! Right? Yeah, notice, it's your faith that's tried. Remember, our faith is much more precious than gold. You remember Job? Remember that book in the Bible? It's called Job. We know it as Job today. You wonder why he lost everything. Anyway, all right. Remember Job? Oh, the devil said to God, I know Job's a good man. I know this, but let me send some disease upon him. Let me put this on him, and Job will curse you to your face, God. That's what Job tells us. Oh, I want to tell you, I think we ought to be like Job, folks. Job said, though he's... yet I will trust him. Oh, thank God, he said. I know it's dark all about me. I know that my body is suffering. I know that trials and temptations are about me. But I know that what? My Redeemer lives, right? We've heard that, haven't we? My Redeemer lives. Thank God my Redeemer lives. Can we say that? Huh? Thank God my Redeemer lives. Thank God that we know our Redeemer lives. And it's the trying of our faith that God can use to refine our precious faith that we have. Will you trust God? Yes. Will you trust God? Yes. Will you confess God's word when you're in that lowest place and you have no feeling? Yes. When you feel like you can't go on, folks. Maybe some of you are there today. When you feel like you can't go on, you can't take another step, will you still trust? God calls us to be like Job and Noah and Abraham and Joseph and Moses and Gideon and David and yes, even Jesus and all the saints that have come since Jesus, even those and maybe especially those that were fried in the frying pan because of their faith.